This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
And in the wake of an exciting 2023, where she shared the stage with rapper 360, as well as embarked on her own headline Australian tour, our next guest is set for an even hotter 2024.
She's kicked the year off with a bang, releasing a brand new track, Even Divide, that is relatable to anyone who's ever been through a breakup after living together. We've all had that. That is not okay. And now with over 65,000 followers on TikTok and over 2.5 million streams on Spotify, the only way is up for Hannah Stowe.
Joining us all the way from across the country and up at the arse crack of dawn just for us, Hannah Stowe joins us for a chit chat about this amazing new song and a little acoustic version. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Now, as someone who has recently purchased a very iconic vacuum cleaner, the lyrics of this song really do, they cut deep if I think about losing that in the breakup. Can you just tell us a little bit about the story behind Even Divide?
I can, yeah, of course. So I guess it talks a lot about the parts of a relationship that a lot of people don't talk about or write songs about, that's for sure. So when you date someone and then you spend all this money and you buy things together, you have to be diplomatic, I guess, about how you divide it. But I always think like someone comes out second best. That's definitely where the vacuum line came.
Well, how does it feel though, trying to channel all of these lyrics and these emotions about a breakup when it wasn't your breakup that you've written about?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different feeling. All of my songs I write about my own experiences, so it feels different but also very good to write for someone else to allow a bit of an avenue for them to express their own breakup. So it's different, but it's good.
Now, obviously, in this song as well, it says, you know, the song is written about has inherited the cat as well as the allergies. And you are now in a relationship with this person. Have you now also inherited the allergies that this cat brings?
Look, I'm very blessed in the sense that my mum was a crazy cat lady. So I don't have the allergies. So I'm all good with the cat.
Which amazing. Is really good. I thought you were going to say mum took one for the team and now she's got the cat.
She's got 17 cats now.
Bless. Okay, well, historically, songs about breakups are the best way to share your music with the world. People love a breakup. They get around it. And in the past few weeks since Even Divide has been released, what has the reception from listeners been like?
Really good, actually. So this is probably I would say one of my best songs, and even a lot of longtime OG fans have come out of the woodworks and kind of expressed the same feeling. So I think this is probably doing the best since one of my first songs, Tell 'Em About Us. So this one's definitely climbing, which is really good to see.
I love the vibe of this song, and you know, I have to say, listened to another particular radio station that isn't ours do their hottest 100 over the weekend, and your music has been compared to the likes of G Flip and Camp Cope, which do well on that chart. What other artists are inspirational to you and your songwriting process?
Obviously, you know, knowing that I've kept that Aussie twang in my voice, I love like people like Ruby Fields. I love even, well, she's not Australian, but I love Tate McRae. But I think the cutthroat kind of lyrical side from this song definitely stems from things like G Flip and Camp Cope, right? These like similar songs. So definitely those two, that's for sure.
Absolutely a vibe. Now, last year sounded like a pretty epic year for you as an artist. What are you hoping, or where are you hoping that your music will take you this year?
So pretty much like 2023, but on steroids. So I'm really hoping to do big things this year. We've got a few things in the woodwork. I can't really talk. There's a few things I can't talk about, but you guys will see. So out about May, something's gonna come out that I've signed an NDA, so I can't talk about it. But I really so keep your eyes peeled. There's definitely big things coming for me. That's for sure.
NDAs are exciting. That means big stuff. Can we ask new music? Is there going to be more new music?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know this, but I was signed to a record label, and they're very they gatekeep a lot of stuff because obviously they have to look out for everyone else on the roster, and you have to take turns between releases. And since then, I've decided to go independent, and I've noticed that I'm doing a lot better on my own. So it also means that I can release way more frequently. So I try to aim for a release every probably 6 to 10 weeks within that time frame. So I'll definitely be very active.
Love that. Now, before we hear Even Divide, we have to talk about the fact that your socials are like creme de la creme. They are prime. How hard is it keeping up the music writing as well as this iconic socials platform?
Yeah, the socials thing is very, when I first started that sort of stuff, I was actually very reserved, and I didn't, because a lot of people that write, like a lot of musicians that write music, they're not extroverts. They're like introverts with a lot of feelings, and they just want to put it into a song and then do nothing with it. But then we live in a society now where you have to push yourself on people and slam, you know, 30-second videos in their face that are going to make them pay attention. So it's definitely very time consuming. But I think if you just don't look sideways, if you block out what you think everyone else is thinking about you, stay consistent, you're bound to kind of pop off eventually.
People are obsessed in getting that eye into someone's life. And I feel like you're at that point where you're about to like take off, and people are going to be going back in history being like, oh, what was Hannah doing 3 months ago? So keep up the amazing work. We are now going to hear an acoustic version of this epic new track, Even Divide.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
You got the dog and I got the couch, and even divide of what was ours, or so I'm told. I got the cat, I sneeze all the time, but he's half mine, so I guess I'm fine. It's not his fault, he doesn't feel like home. And why does it feel like I lost the bed? We've both moved on, so why won't you get over it? Do you host dinners at our place? Talk around the table with our mates. Well, I'm eating dinner off a bar stool. Do you even care when they say my name? Ask if I'm coping like you're not to blame. You didn't make our friends choose. You needed them more, so they had to. I kinda asked me how you been. I said you're fine, I had to lie to him. But I wouldn't know, cause we don't speak. And it's been 2 years, you still feel the same. But what's the expiry date on pain? You don't learn this stuff in school. Why does it feel like I lost the bet? When we both moved on, so why won't you get over it? Do you host dinners at our place? Talk around the table with our mates. Well, I'm eating dinner off a bar stool. Do you even care when they say my name? Ask if I'm coping like you know what to blame. You didn't make our friends choose. You needed them more, so they had to. You don't even clean, but you kept a vacuum. You don't feel the gravity of your actions. And I don't even understand when it happened. We missed the shift inside, we were distracted. Well, you don't even clean, but you kept a vacuum. You don't feel the gravity. The shift inside, we were distracted. Do you host dinners at our place? Talk around the table with our mates. Well, I'm eating dinner off a bar stool. Do you even care when they say my name? Ask if I'm coping like you're not to blame. You didn't make our friends choose. You needed them all so they had to. You got the dog and I got the couch. And even divided what was ours, or so I'm told.
That was an acoustic version of Even Divide by Hannah Stowe here on Joy Breck.
Even Divide is available now. You can keep up to date with Hannah and her fantastic socials online at HanVMStowe on TikTok or really anywhere that matters. We'll be posting links on our socials as well. Hannah, thank you for hanging out with us so early in the morning. And next time you're over this side of the country, swing by, say hello.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.